You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forteau, and to kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We're going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. So sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. All right, guys, 1971, the year my husband and producer of this podcast, Robert, was born. Did you know in 1971, television and radio ads for cigarettes were banned in America, and Flintstones-based Fruity Pebbles, Ice Cream Pebbles, and Cocoa Pebbles breakfast cereals were introduced by Post Foods. The most popular names were Jennifer, Michelle, Lisa, Kimberly, Amy, Michael, James, David, John, Robert. Robert and Michelle. Go figure. I would know tons of people with those names in high school, and so would Robert. All right, you guys, let's move on to our quotes. Is it live or is it Memorex? Memorex. You deserve a break today, McDonald's. Let's get to the music, shall we? Just like in 1970, Led Zeppelin ruled the world, and this year four was the top album. This album that I would bet most were introduced to by Zepp. Okay, guys, 1971, Led Zeppelin's Led Zeppelin 4. Zeppelin quickly established themselves as a force in rock with a pair of stellar efforts in 1969. But their brilliance was most recognized for their fourth studio album. The untitled yet often referred to Led Zeppelin 4 or Zoso, most rock fans know every song by heart. The A-side featured the instantly recognizable Black Dog and the rock anthem Rock and Roll before veering into more mystical territory with the Battle of Evermore and Stairway to Heaven. The back end was more muscular in sound with Misty Mountain Top and Four Sticks, leading into the hypnotic Going to California and ending with the crushing When the Levee Breaks. It's one of those discs where every song is worthy of your attention, and music fans seem to agree, with the album being certified 23 times platinum. So guys, what do you think? Do you think that you'll like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays, as we will do the same format, but for the top metal albums too. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media, and I'll see you next time.